fire later with open heart. I was talking to God until I lost my will and never lasted on. Hello, I split and dissolved back into place. How could there be you or me in eternity? I forget your soul.
Yeah. mids.
All right. You got? Anyone watch SNL last night?
No.
It was pretty good. It was Pedro Pascal.
Who has cable?
They had the guy. They had like.
I torrented it.
There was like a Pedro Super Pascal. Mario bit.
Yes,
right?
That was good.
Yeah.
And then also they did a bit where he was a teacher who was daddy, and all the students made like vines of him, like, you know what I mean, like doing the chalkboard with his butt and everything. It's like, why am I daddy though?
I don't understand.
It was pretty good. What?
What does he do?
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah.
He's an actor. He's in The Last of Us. And he also is The Mandalorian. Mm.
Okay. It's a new HBO show.
Okay. He was in God, what's that damn thing? Game of Thrones.
It's
there
okay.
We go.
We're on the same page, Chloe.
Isn't Game of Thrones? It was a Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he was with his face. Got his head chopped off. That's why it never reveals to him.
I didn't make that connection.
We're just wasting fucking time. This is episode 70 of River City Sounds. I'm Cole.
And I'm Chloe. I'm Iz.
I'm Justin.
And we have with us...
Simone.
And Madison.
What band are y'all in?
It's called No Moniker.
All right, so we had you guys back on before in late August of 2019, record episode 18. Back then, you guys were known as Moniker. So, if I have it correct, Simone, you moved to Richmond in 2017-ish about there?
Yeah, that's
correct. And then Madison, you would have joined this project in about 2018. Is that correct?
Actually, 2019.
19? Okay.
Yeah, about, I think it was summer 2019, right after Private Profit came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that would have been, right as we did our first episode with you guys, I think. So that's really good.
It was pretty new.
I remember listening back to it as being, because that was one of the first ones we had, the setup we have now, a little bit smaller. So I just remember being damn, the drum sounds pretty good for how old it was. You guys are now No Moniker. Do you want to talk about the name change that happened here?
Yeah, honestly, it's pretty simple. There were just a lot of other projects named Moniker. It wasn't a legal thing or anything. It was just sort of, we wanted to just be clear, make it easier to find. So when someone's what's your band name? It's No Moniker. So when you go to Spotify or whatever, it's the main one that pops up.
Yeah.
So just adding No was easy.
Yeah, with No at the front, as far as I can tell, when you Google No Moniker, we're the only thing that shows up.
That's good.
I mean, that's a lot better than...
That's what you want.
With Moniker, it was there were some fairly big bands that were named Moniker.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing, is that sometimes a good, easy band name is nice, but at the same time, it's going to be hard to find online, where it's if you do something super specific, even if you're super local, if I type in my band name, I can find myself on YouTube and shit, super easy, just in the Google, because it's so specific. So that's really good that you guys have something that's more specific like that. It's easy to find and follow.
Only took two more letters.
Only two more letters, exactly.
It adds to the
font we have here of the double O, almost like the 007, where it has the downstroke.
That's us.
So, would we say that there has been a genre change a little bit too? I was feeling maybe a little bit closer move to pop, maybe just with some of the aesthetic. And
definitely.
Yeah. Well, listening to it, I kind of got a vibe of not. Really early Cure, but mid-early Cure, you know what I mean? Freedolf, was it Head on the Door, stuff like that kind of era. Would that be right to say you guys have moved to more pop sounds?
Yeah, definitely. At this point, I think the last song we did in the set was one that, we're going to release soon but isn't out yet, and that was more just straight pop, barely played guitar on it.
I mean, in the live versions, that's kind of mixing into how we used to write versus what the actual recording is. The recording is a lot cleaner, and it's definitely pop, undeniably.
Yeah, the Cure thing makes sense. I think the album we had come out last year, Let's Don't, was, I think, I've been writing that for a few years, but I was very into New Order, Cure, 80s, New Wave, that chorusy guitar or bass sound. I think that probably comes through in some of the guitar parts.
So when I was listening back to the last episode for these questions, you had definitely described yourself as new wave, and initially I was that's interesting, but now it definitely makes more sense as it kind of goes into that style a bit more. I remember you said, I think Parliament and David Bowie were a big inspiration on this project. Would you say those are still some of the inspirations for this, or have you guys broadened or narrowed a bit more in any way?
Maybe broadened. I mean, I'll always, love those acts. More pop tournament. Like, I don't know. Like, it changes every month. The last few months, I think I've been listening mostly to, like, some Brazilian music and then, like, Caroline Polachek a lot.
Love it. Love her.
We might need to start using the new wave thing again because we actually kind of moved away from that a little bit. We've been using orchestral alt pop.
Oh, that's cool.
For the mark, for the marketing.
Yeah. No, that's good. Even though it is still a little bit in the vein of saying new wave, it still is a different, an interesting way of saying it, which gets you noticed and sticks out a little more, which is cool.
I love hyper specific genres.
Yeah. Okay.
So you had mentioned the album you had out last year, Let's Don't. And according to what we had talked about last time, did you record that yourselves, or did you actually go out and have that recorded by somebody else?
We didn't work with the producer. Produced it ourselves. Like, so we recorded the drums and bass at Space Bomb.
Okay.
And then
everything else was in this room.
Yeah. Yes. Except for the string. We also went. Went back to get some strings. Recorded at Space Bomb also.
Did you have like actual like string players?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool.
We just hired two violinists and just kind of overdubbed them until it sounded like a little string section.
Very
the
cool.
The name's on the tip of my tongue, and I don't.
Teresa and Suzanne. Follow me. I'm thinking of their Instagram handles. So I apologize if they ever hear this. It's been like 2 years, so.
So it is interesting, you said, you didn't say specifically, but I got the gist that the drums were recorded here. Because remember, you said about your EP that you were promoting last time that the drums were like basically good enough from there. You just kind of started adding on, and that's how the last EP came out.
Oh, yeah. Because that was, that wasn't recorded here, and that was actually a different drummer, because that was right before I met Madison. But that was recorded in a basement. And I think at the time, I was, you know, pretty happy with the way it sounded. Like, or just, you know, like a four mic setup. And then I think as time went on, just kind of, I mean, it seemed, felt like a natural progression. Like, oh, now the next album we want to have like studio drums that sound really full.
And Space Bomb was like 10 or 12 mics. And the room mics were 50 feet away. And like,
but now at this point, we just use addictive drums. So.
Yeah, honestly, recently I've been using my electronic kit to trigger sounds a lot more.
Okay.
And that's, I mean, as we go into more pop stuff, that's made more sense.
Mm. So, yeah, I was about to ask there, do you have, like, a preference between that, like, 12, 18 mic setup to pair it to, like, something more simple?
It depends if I'm the one dealing with the results of
it. Okay, fair. That's a good point.
If we're recording everything, I mean, I like to close mic every drum and then two overheads and a room mic, so... Mm.
Like seven-ish or so.
Yeah, like six or seven mics is. Mm. Once you get up into the tens or twelves, it's like, it's. I don't know if I trust that I have the ear to utilize all those.
Yeah.
So I just want to use what I know, how to make sound good, and to just leave it at that.
Okay. So last time we talked, you guys had went on a very interesting tour, with a cheese and carrot sandwich, as well as sleeping in a Walmart garage and XYZ. Have you guys gone on any additional tours, and have they gone any better than that?
That tour was great. It's just, there were moments where we were so tired we just didn't plan well. I think that was the first tour we went on, at like with me and the band.
Oh yeah, and that was a good tour aside from the, well the Walmart thing was later. That was like
that
in the winter, and that was a horrible idea. If any bands listen to this, never sleep in your car, ever, at any temperature. Splurge on a motel room. It's not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, but we've done six or seven tours since something like that. I mean, they all have really great moments in them and moments where it's like, do they want us here? I mean, I think that's natural. I mean, especially... I mean, if you're out on tour, it's really difficult to get quality gigs on a Monday. I mean, this is how it works. So, but I mean, in general, yeah. I mean, all the tours have been really great.
It's good to hear. And referencing to something else you had said last time, do you think that RVA has gotten better for touring bands?
I don't know. I think everything seems to have gotten a lot worse for touring bands. Mm-hmm. So I was just going to say, like, we had, like, a 2-year gap where we did not go on the road at all, you know, because of the pandemic.
Whoopsie.
How long has it been running? Wow, god damn it.
I'm studying, I'm taking a class about glitch art right now. So I'm just figuring out little spots in the...
That's so cool.
They have a class on that?
That's
cool.
On it.
Yeah, it's called Glitch as Method.
That's sweet.
Yeah. All right, we had a little...
I'm definitely into that. That's cool.
It's really
fuck
cool.
Up in the audio, so if that cut out and I can't fix it, that's what you heard.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
So. Yeah.
I was just saying, I mean, I think... I feel hopeful towards Ritzman getting bigger acts, and I think it seems to be going up, but I might be delusional.
Simone, what were you just talking about? I like how last end of that.
Before the mic cut out?
Right before we cut it back in.
Oh, we were talking about...
We were talking about images.
Okay.
And you were explaining something about...
You can, like, change image files really quickly to, like, different kinds of files. Mm-hmm. And there's a way where you can put the image file into Audacity as raw data.
Really?
And yeah, and then it'll create this new file, and then you can reopen it and, like, Photoshop and change it, and it'll make, like, an image.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
Audacity's so fucking great, because, like, honestly, like, you know, I record on Reaper and on whatever the fuck that thing is, because it's specifically for that. I put them together in Audacity because I feel like it's the easiest way to just like do the time crunches I need to do, which is like cutting shit. It just, I don't know. I find that a lot. I don't mix it.
Adobe Audition.
Crunch.
No, Zach mixes it. I just edit it. There's a little difference. Back to what we were saying about RVA, and we get back in a little bit of Chloe's Corner questions.
Do you have a favorite show that you've ever played? Of all time, ever. Or recently. Whatever.
Was it at the Dark Room?
I mean, our album release show at Black Iris was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, I feel like we had a, you know, it's a good show. Zavi in Richmond put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lobby Boy and Pranorama and Gnawing Plate. It's just a lot of, it's like a fun night.
Yeah, it sounds like a great.
That's a good lineup.
Great lineup. Yeah.
That was the show that was on my birthday.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
I mean, I have different favorite shows for a variety of reasons. We played in Salem, Massachusetts, and for some
That's
reason
good.
They like were blown away by us, and they really liked us. So I mean, that was nice.
Yeah, like took That's us all. Out for drinks after.
Yeah. Nice. And we walked in the bar, and they were like, "It's Monica." Like,
it's no Monica now.
But I mean, we also, the first tour, we played in this place in Maryland, and it was honestly a dead gig, but the sound was amazing, and the stage was like the size of the National.
That's fun.
So, I mean, that was a lot of fun for a different reason.
Sure, yeah.
Where's the farthest you've ever been on tour?
Vermont.
For me, it's like, outside
you've
been
farther.
Oklahoma City. Did a long Texas and back tour right before Madison joined. Which was a lot of fun, but maybe not the most, like, productive thing to do at that time. But it was enjoyable.
Yeah. While I've been in the band, we've gone as far south as Georgia and as far... Actually played in Vermont, but we slept in a tent in Maine. So I guess Maine to Georgia.
Oh my gosh. What season did you sleep in a tent in Maine?
Summer.
Thank goodness.
I mean, it's still buggy. It's still buggy up there.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you lost your sleeping bag and you were shivering.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
It got pretty cold.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went. It got lost in the sedan somewhere.
This is bringing back stuff I forgot about.
Yeah. All I really remember of camping is there was a Quebecois family right next to us that we could hear on the campground, and I just remember kind of going to sleep and hearing like, Mike Pence. Mike Pence. That's the only thing I can remember from that trip.
So, last time, you guys seemed to have bonded over virtual reality. You guys still VR fans? I thought that might get some
This is bringing back stuff we have not thought about in so long.
Oh, I have one more.
Oh, no, please. This is coming. Yeah, because I think on that tour, we found some, like, $2... VR headsets at Walmart, and we're just having a good time with them, you know?
I mean, since then, we filmed the whole Tidal Wave music video centered around that and different alternate realities, and I don't think we've touched them since then, but that might be a mistake.
But that is cool to hear that at least you intertwine them into your music somehow, at least just for a music video. That's still
I think I had
something came of it.
Yeah, it was like maybe 2020. I think I had just read The Three Stigmata of Palmer Eldritch. Mm-hmm. It's like a Philip K. Dick book, and it's just a lot about reality's layering, mm-hmm. and so the VR made sense to, like, oh, what if when you put it on, you're, you know, diving into a...
Have you seen, was it Everywhere, Everything, All at Once?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that.
I just saw it the other day. Kind of very similar theme of that. And lastly, we still really enjoying King of the Hill. I heard there's a 13th season coming out on HBO shortly.
Oh, yeah.
I was just told
they're rebooting
it. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know. I think it might be interesting.
The reboots, I'm hesitant about.
I'll say it again, like I say for all reboots or anything cartoonish that I love, I'd be down for it if they aged up Bobby and everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
Do you think they're going to do that, though?
No, but it'd be cool. Like, yeah. South Park almost did it in that one episode where, like, they saw their future selves and they went back to the past and shit, but...
You know, I feel like with reboots, they either always play it safe or they alter it so much that it's, like, not the same thing anymore.
So do we like Velma in this group, or is that something we're not...
I've
heard horrible things about it and did not touch it.
Yeah, I heard it's not good.
I very much like Rebels, very much like Bad Batch, and like Andor. I watch it, but begrudgingly. I don't hate watch it, but I will watch it. And just not... It's on, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good. Yeah,
they're all Disney shows, I think.
I'm quite confused. Together.
Yeah. Gossip Girl sucks if anyone cares about a reboot.
I have something. Okay, so I learned about this from Page 7. Have you guys heard of this awful, flaming hot garbage of trash called MILF Manor?
Oh, it's like it's basically a 30 Rock joke come to life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, it is like six MILF moms who are... All right. Looking
so
for younger love. Looking for younger love. And it turns out that all of them brought their sons and they're dating each other's sons.
Whoa.
It's fucking flaming hot
garbage.
That's crazy. It's fantastic.
It's an Oedipal nightmare.
That's a thinker.
I have never been into this type of shit. So, I don't know if this is true or not, but the word is that they're trying to do Delph Manor. And the minute they reveal that it's their daughters, like, they go into fucking dad mode. And they're just like... Do you need anything? And, like, nothing happens compared to MILF Manor, where they're just like... There's the first challenge is they have to find out which one are their sons by blindfolding, touching all of their abs.
Oh.
Ew.
It's bad.
Ew.
It's real bad.
Oh,
get real fucked up if you will.
Yeah. Really,
it's like Cats level of entertainment.
It's,
okay.
It's
well,
really,
whoa.
Man,
whoa,
I love
cats.
I love
cats too, but I can only watch it if I'm super fucked up.
No,
did anyone here watch 30 Rock when back in the day?
Yeah.
There was literally a joke where, like, they come up, they're like, MILF Island, like,
yeah, MILF Island,
25 moms, like, 25 middle school boys, no rules, and, like, that's the bit.
You know about the local Richmond thing about MILF Island, right? How someone was like, hey, what's the best place in Mayo Island? But it got corrected to MILF Island, so now, like, in the subreddit of Richmond, everyone calls Mayo Island MILF Island as a dumb joke.
Uh-oh.
No one heard that?
Oopsies.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
That was just me.
Whoops.
Do you want to take some questions? I only have, like, one more.
What's your favorite TV show?
Well, we're on the topic.
Mad Men? Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good show. Yeah, I didn't finish it, but that's a good show.
I watched it a few times.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I'm watching Succession and Attack on Titan right now.
Okay. My girlfriend's watching Attack on Titan too.
Is the new season out?
Of Attack on Titan?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought I was watching the last season like three separate times, and then I finished it, and I was like, well, there's more to...
I'm on season three right now. I don't know if four is out or it's coming out.
The last season is coming out soonish.
See, I don't watch Attack on Titan, but my friends watch Attack on Titan, so I go to Attack on Titan night, but I don't pay attention.
The first
and then it
season
ended,
slow.
And I was like, it's I'm
it's
ready
really,
for
I
it
like
again.
It a lot.
I liked the first season. I liked because it was like horror kind of. It starts to play with way too many like fascist images.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, precludes me from watching it, but it's something we're just like, okay, they're all getting really militaristic here for an anime.
Do you have, like, a hobby at all? Any hobby?
Music.
Besides music.
That was the question last time, was related. How do you guys hang out besides music? And they answered the VR and the...
Yeah.
Well, we haven't touched VR in a while.
They did answer about their Zodiac questions, but they don't care either. I did my research yesterday. I was about to go pick up Brianna from work, and I'm like, I didn't do my fucking research. I didn't write down any questions for them.
I like to have a lot of different creative outputs. I like to paint and create my own music separate from this. And I mean, basketball, like skateboarding, rock climbing. Just
yeah.
I just started rock climbing. It's so fun.
Yeah. I play video games, read. I watch a lot of sports. Got into like low level sports betting recently. That's been a lot of fun.
So you're saying we're gonna be broke soon?
No, I have a system.
That's what they all say.
What have you been playing recently?
Video games.
Yeah.
I just started this one. It's an old game called Planescape Torment.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's like based on D&D world, which I never played D&D, but I found it through one of my favorite games, which I played last year, called Disco Elysium.
That's a good game.
And I just had read that Disco Elysium took a lot. Planescape was a huge influence.
Is it like isometric like that?
Yeah, cool. It's like a very like dialogue heavy
cool
RPG.
I just finished Super Mario Odyssey, but that's all I have.
Yes. Classic. What do you like to paint? What's your paint?
I usually end up painting some sort of water or ocean thing.
Oh, that's cool.
With like a watercolor or like
no,
acrylic?
I use acrylic, but acrylic. Yeah, I usually end up painting something oceany.
Water. I love
painting.
Yes.
Want to do an album? You want to do a single?
I didn't say it was good. I said I painted.
No, that's what I used to do for my, like, I used to call it Electric Couch. I think I had three of them, and every time I had, like, to release it on Bandcamp or whatever, I would, like, paint a little painting and make that the album cover. So that was
I mean,
cool.
I could try.
Yeah. No, it's cool, especially when you get, like, thick lot gobs of paint on there, and you get that 3D
gotta
shadow
get the texture.
You just take a picture of it, and we're fucking scanning it or something. Yeah.
I love the word gob.
That is a solid word.
I do have to get ready for D&D shortly.
I have one last question.
Yes, please. I was going to ask, anyone have any more questions?
So if you have a friend coming to town and they're visiting Richmond for the first time, where are you taking them? Bar, restaurant, park?
Most Richmondale Richmond.
Hello?
I think it's an obvious answer, but I mean, what makes a Richmond special to me is like going and sitting by the river. I mean, that's like the most generic answer, but I mean, that's why I love being in Richmond.
That's why they called it Richmond, so.
Yeah.
Because it depends on who's visiting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, my best friend visits from Austin a lot, she's a writer, so we always go to, like, Chop Suey and just look at books, or sometimes, like, to the Bird. But, I don't know, if someone had an old-style movie theater in their town, or if they came from, like, a bigger city, maybe we wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Depends.
I always, if there's a bigger band coming to the Broadbury, I always go for that, because it's such a special place to, I feel like bigger bands come through there, and it's just amazing to see them that close up.
And you're not a real Richmonder unless you follow the
Broadbury pole.
The Broadbury pole. Oh. See? You know what I'm talking about? So, this is kind of related to what do you think you bond over besides music. What is something that you have learned about the other one in the past 2 or 3 years of knowing each other since the last episode?
Yeah, what have you learned about? What's
maybe something
what's
new?
Changed?
Like, they love to swim. I don't know.
You just learned that there's painting.
Yeah, I learned
painting,
that.
There you go.
There's painting.
Well, yes, there is painting.
Well, my gender changed since Madison joined, so that's probably. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what
you
learned?
Hell yeah.
That's what
hell
I learned.
Yeah.
We love that.
Jordan is a lot more cultured than I am, so I'm constantly learning new stuff when we're just in the car
too.
On tour.
Yeah. The name changed too. I still use Jordan a lot for other people, and so if you listen to the old episode, I go by as Jordan. I still go by Jordan with a lot of friends. It's not like a dead name, but yeah, that's part of it.
It's good.
I just wanted that to be, you know.
No, yes, thank
you. So it didn't sound like Madison was just being really like.
I can't put my finger on it. Something's different.
I thought that would probably be weird hearing that. So. Yeah.
Those are about all the questions I have. Does anyone else want to say anything or ask anything or have any parting words?
We don't have a specific time, but we're looking at putting two new singles out in the next few months.
That'd be great.
Shooting. Are we allowed to talk about the thing in March yet?
sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're trying to get those out before South by Southwest. So, and we played both of those new singles, the first and last one of this set.
Okay.
Those will be out fairly soon. We'll see.
You guys are playing South by Southwest?
They also played Mac Rock in 2021. Okay. Richard Music Hall did the Shaco Sessions live on the
2018.
Okay, good research on that. But that's cool. South by Southwest.
Skipped it. I said we were skipping around, and then I just didn't come back to it because Brianna texted me about D&D.
Yeah, Shaco was a lot of fun. That was one of my favorite gigs we've ever done. The Shaco session was so much fun.
So yes, where can we find the music that we can follow you, and where can we follow you?
Everywhere. Spotify. Honestly, I think it's on all the platforms. But yeah, we're on Insta. We're at No Moniker Band.
Oh yeah, we already said it. Just No Moniker on Google. You'll find it.
Yeah, there I mean, I go. Also, I keep our website updated. So yeah, nomoniker.com.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So you can follow us at River City Sounds. You can please like and follow us on Spotify or wherever you listen to music to. And make sure you go check out Anchor.
Oh, Anchor FM is my favorite place to listen to podcasts.
And that's
a really great platform.
Our podcast as well. You can do other things there, and it's great. So please follow us where you follow us and give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow No Moniker.
Once
again, I have been Cole.
And I'm Chloe.
And this is Iz.
This is Justin.
Hi.
And we're No Moniker.
Yay! So we're trying to get monetized, and one of the easy ways
is like a plug.
Of course,
you just have to plug Anchor FM in your podcast, and they might give you money. So
this podcast is brought to you by Raid Shadow
Legends. 42 cents in our Anchor, but I don't think that's enough to support.
It's important to us that we keep our podcast accessible for all communities, and the way that we know how to do that is through advertisements. So here are some spoken advertisements.
Anchor FM.
It's all been done. Before long, it'll all be gone. Well, I don't want it anymore. We're not like we were before. Oh. I saw the flood coming on. I saw my old swan song. I saw flames. I saw light. I saw fear in a handful of nights. With my eyes open, I cannot see. Let me hear you listening. It's all been done. Before long, it's
can't support the weight of it. Won't abate no matter how hard I try. You're in my blood, you're in the wine. I'll spit your name as I change your shroud. Your flag so I'll raise mine and I look for you across the line. Shot off the bow, waiting for my sailor. I became a jailer, locked in the cell where I am now. You're in my blood, you're in the wine. I spit your name as I tend your shroud. Raise your flag so I'll raise mine and I'll look for you. Cross the eye. Leave behind the hate, to learn to love the weight, is easy to advise from the other side. You're in my blood, you're in the wine. I speak your name as I turn to shrine. Raise your flag so I'll raise mine and I'll look for you.